I'll be reading James 2, 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can such faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, stay warm, and be well fed, but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works. You believe that God is one. Good. Even the demons believe, and they shudder. Senseless person, are you willing to learn that faith without works is useless? Wasn't Abraham, our father, justified by works in offering Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was active together with his works, and by works, faith was made complete, and the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also justified by works in receiving the messengers and sending them out by a different route? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. This is the word of the Lord. And now it is my honor to introduce our speaker today. Pastor Fred is a senior associate pastor at New Life Bible Church in Kigali, Rwanda, and executive director of Africa New Life Ministries. He has been part of the church since it began in 2003. Pastor Fred holds degrees in education, pastoral studies, and business administration. He is a passionate communicator, a dedicated leader, and a man who loves investing in the next generation. He and his wife, Anna, live in Kigali with their three children, Deborah, Daniel, and Destiny. Please join me in welcoming Pastor Fred.
Thank you. It's true. All that he has said, I agree, that's true. Otherwise, I would introduce myself again. It's a joy, a blessing to be with you today. Thank you for having me. I'm here from Rwanda, and I came with my brother here. Jeff, will you please stand and wave to the people? Yeah. Jeff is from Portland. He comes to Rwanda often. He is my brother from another mother. How does that sound? Yeah. Well, I just want to thank God for having us today here in his house. And I normally preach in Rwanda in our fourth service. It is in Kinyarwanda. In that service, I always have a translator. The only difference that the other translator talks, this translator here is doing signs. Look at this. Wow, I don't know what he's doing, but it's something. Today, today I want to talk about faith that shows up. Faith that works. And I will be talking about the two hands of the gospel. The two hands of the gospel. But before I do, I just want to bring greetings from Africa New Life. And I want to bring a thank you to all of you Imprint Church members. And I congratulate us all for the partnership. 10 years of doing ministry together. Okay? Imprint Church has been in partnership with Africa New Life for 10 years. 10 years of child sponsorship, 10 years of planting churches, 10 years of feeding the poor, 10 years of showing up where the need is. Will you clap for yourselves? Come on, yes, please do. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You came with two hands of the gospel. One hand, proclaiming the good news. And the other hand, showing and responding to the tangible needs in Rwanda. And because of that obedience, lives in Bujesera, lives in Gashora have been changed for forever. They've been changed for forever. And I understand you guys are going through the book of James. But before I turn to that book and bring a message, I want to personally thank you. Thank you for seeing the need and stepping out to do something. It is exactly what happened 24 years ago. My brother and I lived, born, grew up in Uganda. But then after the 1994 genocide that happened in Rwanda, where Hutu, Tutsi killed one another, we decided to step out in faith and go back home in Rwanda. When we got to Rwanda, we formed the beautiful Rwanda, the land of 1,000 hills, and many blessings had been broken down. Many people were wounded, many orphans and many widows. The country had actually died. The Rwanda that we are living in today is a resurrected Rwanda, where the Hutu and the Tutsi can live together in harmony, can love one another, where they can intermarry. A country that was abandoned by United Nations. A country that was abandoned and left almost dead. Now we had only one option: to pull ourselves up, to keep going up, because there was no solution down there. Thanks be to God for men and women like you who came alongside to help us help the children of Rwanda. My brother, Reverend Dr. Charles Mugisha, when he was going to Mount Noma Biblical Seminary, I was in Uganda training to be a teacher. One day he gave me a call and he said, "Pastor Fred, come to Rwanda. Help me start African New Life." We started with just 29 children. Today, over 12,000 children are sponsored at African New Life. We started with just one church, three churches, and started with one school. Now there are three schools, one church. Now there are 12 churches planted, flourishing. Actually, do you know that at New Life in Kigali, now beginning October 1st, we have four services. Service 1 at 8, and service 2 at 10, and service 3 at 12, and service 4 at 2 p.m. God is doing great things, and God is resurrecting a country, and God is doing miracles in Rwanda. And I wanted to give you that update because you are part of what God is doing. You have been a blessing. You have helped the women who had no hope. You've given them a goat. Now they have an income. You have helped children who had no hope for tomorrow. They are now going to school. Now, if you have not, just know your church has been alongside us, and we are grateful because one family here connected to the family there, and lives are being transformed. I hope that helps. You see, the children, the babies are experiencing hope. They are going back to school. They are having a faith. And I know you guys are going through the book of James. What a good book. Don't you think so? Very practical. Very practical. And now I come to join you at exactly when you are talking about faith, my favorite topic. I love talking about faith because I've lived by faith for many years. I have practiced what I preach for many years. But I love this book because it is different from Apostle Paul's books, because Apostle Paul was kind of teaching in response to what was happening. He's writing the Corinthians, telling them, come on, be united, don't be divided. writing to Titus, say, hey, clean up the church, put leadership in place. He wrote to the Ephesians and was telling them about the blessings we have in Christ and the position we have in Christ. He wrote to the Galatians telling them, come on, do not be hindered by the laws. Grace, the grace of God is enough. But Apostle, but James is very practical. By the way, there are more than one Jameses. There is a James two Jameses who are apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? There are apostles, James of Zebedee, son of Zebedee, another James, and there were many Jameses. But the James we are talking about today is a special one. He is a step brother of Jesus. So he, you know, Jesus had brothers, right? Yeah, Jesus had brother Jude and brother James. And so today we're talking about what James says. So James says, what good is it if someone claims to have faith but can't show the deeds? Can such a faith save them? Faith by itself, if not accompanied by actions, that kind of faith is dead. Faith that is alive always shows up. This morning, I want to talk to you about a faith that is not dead. I want to talk to a faith that shows up. I want to talk to you about a faith that is visible, that is tangible, that is active, that is working. And saints, we need that kind of faith. Yes? Yes or yes? I know Americans get quiet. Why are you guys quiet? Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I don't know why sometimes, maybe sometimes you guys get quiet and get diplomatic. I even don't know, why don't you dance when you come to the house of God? Next Sunday, oh, you do, yes, God bless you. Next Sunday when you come to church, please come dancing. Celebrating that you were once dead, now you are alive in Christ Jesus. Yes, yes. We had no hope, now we have hope that Jesus is coming back. Amen. We were seen as doomed to die for forever, but you are no longer in the market of the enemy. You have been redeemed. You have been purchased. You are a child of God. I am a child of God. We are a people of faith. 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 Faith that shows up. This kind of faith is a faith that sees. The faith that James paints a picture of a living faith. A faith that number one, sees. Number two, it acts. And number three, it multiplies. I want to talk about those three things. And as soon as I'm done with those three things, I'll be done. It could be in 1 hour or just one more hour. JK, I'm kidding. But I'm serious. I'm serious. The faith that I want to talk about is the faith that sees. The Bible says, if one of you says, go in peace, keep warm in this rainy Seattle area. Oh, go in peace, keep warm and well fed. When you have nothing to eat, keep warm. What good is it? How will it help you? Faith begins with a vision. Faith begins with opening your eyes and see the need. When Jesus said, when he saw the crowd and had compassion on them, Jesus saw them helpless, harassed, with no hope and no future. Jesus saw. True faith does not look away. True faith sees with compassion. You, Imprint Church, looked across an ocean and saw the children in Rwanda, orphans who were helpless, who had no future. You saw them through the eyes of Jesus. Thank you for loving my people. Thank you for showing your faith in action. Like the Good Samaritan, you stopped, crossed the road, and you helped. You stopped and did something. Thank you. This faith is a faith that sees and moves. It's a faith that is active. The Bible says, show me your faith without deeds. I will show you my faith by works. Show me your faith. Faith that shows up is a faith that takes steps, that moves. It's faith that obeys. It's faith that does something. Now, as I was thinking about this faith, I thought about a scripture in the book of Mark. Now that here I have a little more time, can we turn to Mark chapter 2? Yeah, chapter 2. Yes, chapter 2. The Bible says in verse 1 that a few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that Jesus had come home. They gathered in such a large number, and there was no room left, not even outside the door. He preached the word to them. Some men came carrying to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get in to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it. Then they lowered the man on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, that's the point. When Jesus saw their faith at home, I love to illustrate sermons. And as I was thinking about today, I thought maybe I could get four men. One man here, another man here, another one here. And I could get another man who could be carried, and it would be carried by four men to church. But I thought, you know what, in America, you don't just do things. What if he falls down? An ambulance comes, and I thought, you know what? I don't want to go to jail that it was my fault. I better ask you guys to paint a picture. Now, paint a picture with me. The four guys. Are you seeing them? Are they in jackets or they are in t-shirts? You see the four guys? They are carrying their friend, and they get to the house where Jesus was, and it's packed everywhere. No room, not even outside. But I love the fact that their faith was unstoppable. Their faith could not be bared. Their faith found a solution where there was no solution. It was a faith that breaks in the roof and lowers the man down where Jesus was. Can you imagine? That house was not their house. They had no permission to break in that house. I don't know whether they got a ladder and climbed to the roof. I don't know whose idea was, but they said, you know what? We must do something. It is not enough to see our brother starving and we don't do anything. It is not enough to see my neighbor with no hope, with no future, with no life, and I do nothing. I better do something. They carried their brother. They carried their friend. I'm calling him a brother because we are all, by the way, we all have the same father, right? Our heavenly father. Amen? Amen. If I don't hear an amen, I'll say it in Kinyarwanda. When I say Imana Ishimwe, I'll be saying praise God in Kinyarwanda. And you say amen. Imana Ishimwe.
Amen.
All right, about 10% of you. Imana Ishimwe.
Amen.
38%. Imana Ishimwe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is church, my brother and my sister, where people come and their faith is visible. Their faith is tangible. The Bible says when Jesus saw this man, he not only saw the paralyzed man, he not only saw the sick man, but he saw their faith. The Bible did not say that when Jesus heard their faith, that when Jesus read about their faith, The Bible says Jesus saw their faith. Did you know that faith is visible? Faith is tangible. Faith is real. May the Lord give you and I a faith that is tangible. May God give us a faith and cause us to practice a roof-breaking faith. A roof-breaking faith. The kind of faith that refuses to stop until people see Jesus. A faith that is not dormant. A faith like that of Rahab. Her courage when she proved her faith was real. Like that of Abraham. He left his home country. He went to a place he didn't know. He left all and he was counted as a righteous man, a man of faith. That is what happened to my brother and I when we left Uganda, where we were comfortable, where my brother was working with Compassion International with a good job. And I had just trained to be a teacher and I was ready to teach. But I felt like, how can I be comfortable here in Uganda? Yet my people in Rwanda have just lost 1 million people in just 100 days. Even babies were removed out of the tummy and were smashed on walls. It was very hurting and very heartbreaking. There's no way I could stay there and just watch it happen. No way. Let me tell you a story of a young girl called Fiona. Because this will show you that faith is practical. Faith must be visible. Faith must be real for the young one and the old one. All of us, we need to practice what we believe. Otherwise, what good would it be? It will be religion, because religion is the acts that bind man to God. We kind of do things we used to do. But when you have a relationship with God, you have a relationship with one another. Fiona was an orphan. And Fiona had dropped out of school in grade 6. She needed a place. She would call home. She wanted to go back to school. Somehow, my brother-in-law knew that we had just got a baby girl, and he knew that I am full-time in ministry, and my wife was also in ministry. We needed help. So my brother-in-law brought Fiona to us. Fiona was looking for a job to babysit. You know why she wanted to babysit? Because she wanted to save some money to go to school. And so I asked her, Fiona, tell me, if you met Jesus on the road to church, if you met God today, what would you ask God? And she told me, I would ask God 3 things. One, I would ask God, give me some money and make my hair. So I gave her money. She braided her hair. But she said, number 2, I would ask God to give me a sponsor, because I want to go back to school. I said, let's pray about that. But then she said, I want a place I would call home, because ever since my father died, I've lived in more than 11 homes. Because they are not home. They keep tossing me here and there. I am tired. I want a place I call home. I told her, from now on, my wife and I have agreed to take you at our home. You will be ours, never mine. And then I told her that when I travel one of these days, I'll find you a sponsor. Don't worry, you'll go back to school. So I flew to Portland, Oregon, as I was coming to Multnomah to go to seminary. And I went to preach in a place called Bend. You know Bend? Somewhere in Oregon? Yeah, yes, really Bend. And so when I went there, I phoned Fiona, a sponsor. And Fiona went back to school. That was when she had just graduated from primary. Now she was in high school. That is high school. Fiona continued her studies and was now in high school. Because of child sponsorship, she was given an opportunity to dream. She not only went to high school, but then she went to the university and she graduated with a bachelor's degree. That is Fiona. 2017, upon her graduation, while in school, you know, kids grow. She grew. Now she found a gentleman at church. I had the opportunity of walking her by the hour, was going to church on her day of wedding. And when they asked, who is giving this girl to be married to this man? I said, my wife and I do. It was such a joy. For me, that is faith in action. For me, that is living out what we believe. You know, we say we are believers, but we cannot show what we believe. Living out our faith is what really James is telling us. James is very practical. James begins, I hope last Sunday you might have talked about favoritism. When there is, you discriminate among the poor and the rich simply because they are different. James will talk to us about the use of the tongue. James continues to tell us to be people of faith. And I am happy to say Fiona now is a mother of two. Look at that picture. Fiona is not only a mother of two, but she's now a sponsor herself. She sponsored someone. That is a story of redemption. That is a story of transformation. That is a story of Christianity at work. If Jesus was to come in this church or in our churches today, would Jesus see faith at work? Would Jesus see us active in what we are doing? Christianity without Christ is dead Christianity. Today, we have a lot of Christianity, less of Christ. It is full of dogmas. It is full of rules. It's full of doctrines. It's full of traditions. But where is Christ in the picture? Where is your faith? I was going to say that turn to your neighbor for me and ask them, where is their faith? But we're in America. I need to be very careful here. Otherwise, everyone have their freedom. You don't just touch them. They need their space. But anyway, may I ask you, where is your faith? Are you living out your faith every day? I mean, in your classroom, if you're a student and your fellow student is broken, is crying, is in tears because her mom and dad divorced, and you see her crying, do you just give her space, or you step in and find out, how can I pray for you? How can I help you? What about at work when one of your colleagues has just been fired? What do you do when pain is happening? When pain is happening, you need to show up, because faith must act. It must act. Your faith must be seen. Your faith must mature. Your faith must do something. Today, you have an opportunity to sponsor a child. And I'm not ashamed to ask you to respond, because a child, an orphan somewhere in Rwanda, or a child from a family where they don't have food, where they're not going to school, a child is praying that someone will sponsor them today and give them an opportunity to dream. Let me tell you, education levels the ground between the Tutsi and the Hutu. Education levels the ground between the rich and the poor. Education levels the ground. I remember I did not go to school until I was 10 years. Because I was a refugee in Uganda. We didn't have money, and we were 8 of us. When one died, we were 7, 5 brothers and 2 sisters. And that's a small family. Yeah, I don't know how big is your family, but my wife is the 11th. Big family. So I never went to school, but I want to thank God because there's a woman in Texas. Her name was Caroline. She heard about my story when my pastor visited San Antonio in 1991, and she was told that there is a boy in Uganda. This boy dropped out of school. This boy left the village. He's now in the city. He is trying to make money to go to school. And Caroline said, I'll sponsor her. And I was able to go back to school. And here I am speaking this English. Can you imagine? English is not my mother tongue. It is not my uncle's tongue. It is not my neighbor's tongue. Actually, it's a lot of work. But I want to thank God because someone, somewhere who never knew me stepped out in faith. Now, I finished my first degree and my second degree, and I'm advocating for so many children. Today, I want to encourage you to do something for the children. Now that I don't have a clock, there's no timer, I have the opportunity to keep going, all right? Let's keep going here. So, friends, faith that acts is the faith I'm talking about. Faith that multiplies in the community. Faith that multiplies where we live is a faith that I'm talking about. Friends, do not let success make you comfortable. I never said that elsewhere. I was trying to make sure that as soon as I say it, I step out. People are comfortable. So comfortable that they can't do something. God is calling you to get out of your comfort zone and do something. God is calling you to talk to someone you've never talked to. Maybe you have not called them. Today, at the end of this service, get a phone and call your brother you have not called in days, in years, in months. That is faith at work. That is faith that is visible. That is faith that is real. Well, I want to call us to three things. Number one, remember this as we move forward, that you need to keep seeing with compassion. Amen? Oh, it is here. It is not there. Keep seeing with compassion. The Bible says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. And you wonder who, when. When you gave it to someone who was in need, you gave it to Jesus himself. That's the Bible. Keep seeing the face of Christ in every child you serve. Keep seeing the face of Christ in every brother next to you. Keep seeing the face of Christ. But number three, you need to act with courage. I know we fear to talk to somebody who is next to us, because we want them to have their freedom. What kind of freedom? Yet they will miss out on this gift of salvation. What kind of freedom? Yet they won't have freedom with Christ. So please step out in courage, but always partnering with conviction. The gospel still works. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is still doing miracles. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is still at work. Hallelujah. James closes by saying, as the body without spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Faith without works is dead. But you, Imprint Church, I have seen your faith in Gashora. I have seen your faith in Bujesera. Your faith has helped children to go back to school. Your faith has provided for the women who are vulnerable. You are living proof that the gospel works when faith shows up. When faith is in action, the gospel works. In Bujesera, it is showing up in classrooms. In Gashora, it is showing up in new believers. In Seattle, it should show up in your obedience and your generosity. It should show up in whatever that we do. You see, faith that shows up still works because God is still at work, because Jesus is still at work. You see, when the faith of the brethren at Imprint mixes, meets with the faith of the brethren at New Life, lives are transformed. Smiles are put on faces of children in the middle of nowhere, in Kajeo or in Bujesera, somewhere. Please remember this. Remember this, that faith that shows up breaks the roofs, if possible. If it's a must, because it believes that Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah. When Jesus is in the house, when Jesus is available, we can do whatever we need to do. And today, I call upon you. I call upon you. I call upon us to live out our faith. As we continue the study in the book of James, let it not be theology. Let it not just be the written word, but let it be the word that transforms us, the word that sends us out and we go and bear fruits. Imagine if all Christians in the world were as lovely as Jesus. Imagine if all of us acted out and we love the people next to us. How many would come to church? How many would admire Jesus? You know why New Life Bible Church is growing? On a Sunday in Kigali, over 3,000 people come to church. In the villages, in Kayonza alone, no, Bujesera and Gashora, the communities you serve, we, on a Sunday, we get more than 2,000 people. Do you know why? People want to see Jesus with the skin on. They want to see a visible Jesus. People are tired of stories. People are tired of religion. They want Jesus who is active. They want the gospel that is at work. And so, let us show the love of Jesus everywhere we go. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes or yes?
Yes.
Bow your heads with me. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the 10 years of faith that has showed up in Bujesera, in Gashora, in Kajeo, in Kigali. Thank you for Imprint Church. I pray that you bless this church abundantly. I pray that the four walls of this church will be broken and many people flood in. I pray that you will expand this place by this time next year. Thousands of people will be attending Imprint Church, ready to be an army that will transform the world for Jesus. Father, I pray that our faith will always show up in our communities, in our neighborhood. Yes, at our schools, at our places of work. I pray that our love for the Lord will be visible and our love for each other will be unstoppable. Let me, Lord, be as faithful as you are. Cause our faith to be seen in our cities, our nations, and our world. We thank you. And we give you all the praise in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And all the people say,